The new year is almost here, and I'm imagining what the country might look like if each of us opened up our imagination and our hearts. Let's see. For starters, what if we said that no child in America would go without comprehensive health insurance? What would that mean? Well, just maybe infant mortality would be reduced enough that the U.S. would no longer rank 35th in the world, behind countries like Slovenia, Andorra, and Aruba. As bad as the mortality rate is for all American children, it's worse for children of poor and minority families. A child born into a poor black family is 2.5 times more likely to die as an infant than other children. If we truly value life, shouldn't our commitment extend to our newborns? Or do American moral values begin at conception and end at birth? What if we told every boy and girl in Oregon schools that if they get the grades, the state will automatically award them a scholarship so they could afford to go to college? What if we added a requirement for some period of public service? In 20 years, how would that change the Oregon workforce? How would it affect state efforts to attract and retain high-end industry? What if Oregon's private foundations joined the state to finance the program? What if the state issued a bond for its share of the cost and retired the debt with funds that now go to the so-called income tax kicker? What if the government in Salem made a real commitment to the future of small business in Oregon? What if we closed tax loopholes used by big out-of-state corporations to avoid paying taxes, which has the effect of driving up the tax burden of small in-state companies? On the road to the Midwest this fall, I saw a billboard that said, "Be polite." That's all. Just be polite. What would happen if we all decided to follow that advice, at least more often than we now do? What would it do for our civic discourse? To what extent would it help us work out at least some of our differences? It's a new year, dear listener, a time for new imaginings. It can't do any harm to imagine a better way to live together. Happy New Year. This is Les O'Coin.